Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. It's good having you with us. It's been a while since you heard that. Well, it seems that way. It's been about 10, 11, 12, 13, 14... It's been 6 days since you heard that live, hasn't it? Only seems fair enough to get a weather report from AccuWeather. Darn thing loaded. Here we go. Air stagnation advisory, huh? Alright, I'm just going to read this. It starts at 8:06 a.m. Tuesday, January 14th. It started yesterday. And it will end at 10 a.m. Thursday, January 16th. Simple as that. Let's go back. Alright, here's today's weather for Wednesday, January 15th. A passing shower or two this morning with low clouds and fog followed by clouds giving way to some sun with a high of 46. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 31. The current weather as of 8:01 a.m., 34, raining with drizzle, real feel, 35, shade, 35. Wind is north-northwest, 1 mile per hour, with wind gusts up to 3. Air quality is fair. For the minute cast, spotty drizzle may occur for 48 minutes. Let's do our 7-day forecast for today. It'll be 46 high, 31 low. A shower or two this morning. Tonight, partly cloudy, with a 60% chance. On Thursday, January 16th, it'll be 46 high, 31 low, with times of sun and clouds, mainly clear and cold. On Friday, it'll be 47 high, 28 low, with intervals of clouds and sun. Then in the evening, it'll be partly cloudy and cold as well. On Saturday, it'll be 44 high, 27 low, with plenty of sunshine and clear and cold. In the evening, that is. On Sunday, January 19th, this is the fifth day, by the way, it'll be 45 high, 25 low, with plenty of sun, and in the evening it'll be clear and cold, obviously. On Monday, January 20th, it'll be 41 high, 27 low, chilly with plenty of sun, and mainly clear and cold in the evening. And on Tuesday, January 21st, it'll be 42 high, 29 low, with red or cloudy, rising temperatures late in the evening. Take a drink. I don't think it's going to help me much good, though. Sun will rise at 7:48 a.m., 12 minutes before our morning show. Will set at 4:58 p.m. Moon phase is a waning gibbous. Air quality is fair, which means some people may have sensitive exposures. And looks like the culprit is the dust and dander, it looks like. Quite interesting, because it's very high. Anyway, it's 8:04 a.m. right now. I can't believe I was still able to communicate with you guys so quick. And time went by so slowly. Oh, 8:05 now. Well, close enough. Anyway, halfway through this segment, what else should we talk about? Trying to think, yeah. I could read a news story, but like I said, that's just boring stuff. Oh, yeah, there was something I did want to talk about. I want to see if our sister website's saved on here. Nope. Alright. So that's how it is then. I don't think I've ever been on there before. I don't really feel like loading up in their VM. If you're wondering what VM means, it means a virtual machine. But I can use Notepad and just copy and paste it without having to Google it. So I don't think I've been to this site before. It's my site, by the way. But the station for it isn't on the air, though. I cut it off a night or two ago. But I am going to read a story from it, though. A drunk driver had rammed the front door of a Center Market Fairview location. I posted this, by the way. Here, and there was an update I posted on January 7th. I'll read the original story first. Back on the day before, January 6th. Last night, a drunk driver had deliberately rammed a car into the Center Market Fairview location in Dallas, Oregon. There's a picture above that basically shows it boarded up. Four particle boards have boarded up the doors, forcing people to go to the Center Market on Washington Street instead. Or you can go to the one on Rainbow Avenue as well. I just forgot to mention that, unfortunately, which is no big deal, though. But still, I should have mentioned that as well. Because the one on Rainbow, it is also open for business. They also take lottery tickets. The one on Washington does not. The Center Market on Washington, Fairview, and Rainbow Street. So I did mention the one on Rainbow, though. Ironically, but not that one, though. But I did mention it, though. It was currently owned by Sing Family Stores, a chain of stores in Center Market space in Dallas. Initially, I didn't have any information or any further updates. Although I later would. And it came from the Dallas Police Department Facebook page. It happened around 9:30 p.m. on January 4th, 2025, where a Dallas Police Department officer had arrived on the scene to find a Ford truck in the building, which was constantly driving back and forth, causing the severe damage to the building. We might have to read the rest of the story in the next segment, guys. Because my throat is really not wanting me to do this right now. Yeah. I hate my throat sometimes, just saying. Throat can be an idiot. Oh yeah, I'm gonna put two old staffers in because it's trivia day today. There we go. Some more proper break. Our music in. Put Cyndi Lauper in. And Bon Jovi, what the heck. Something tells me, oh, this is going to run over, I don't know. Alright, we can't hesitate any longer. We're going to read the rest of the Center Market story right after this. Don't go away. Yep. Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Oddball of choice music, but oh well. Anyway, back to this Center Market report before we get on with food talk, which I forgot to announce before, if we have time, that is. As I said earlier, like I said, this this thing happened, this attack happened, the collision, I should say, happened around 9:30 p.m. on January 4th of 2025. A Dallas PD police officer had arrived on the scene to find a Ford truck in the building, constantly driving back and forth, causing severe damage to the building. The initial reports had said that the vehicle had approached the building at a speed of 15 to 20 miles per hour. Additional officers would also arrive on the scene, even the Polk County Sheriff's units as well. The driver would still continue to drive recklessly, destroying and mutilating the merchandise and the building's infrastructure within the market. The driver of the Ford truck had also reportedly stolen merchandise from the market before it rammed into it. The incident would be de-escalated once the driver had finally exited the vehicle and had voluntarily got on the ground of the building floor. The officers have arrested the driver after no further incident. Medics would transport him to Lavitt Valley Hospital, which I just discovered is actually in Yamhill County, by the way. I forget which city it's in. If I had to guess, probably at McMinnville. It might be in Tigard, I don't know. But I think it's in McMinnville. And it would be where a driving under the influence of a toxin, otherwise known as a DUI, would be conducted. For a second there, if I put two T's there, but I did not. Oh, okay, there we go. The suspect is facing many charges, including 9 of reckless endangerment, reckless driving, robbery in the first degree, 2 of criminal mischief in the first degree, driving under the influence of intoxicants, which we just mentioned earlier, and theft in the first degree. Dallas PD is still investigating to see if this was just a biased crime, or if it's race was a motivator. The Singh family stores have been a big part of the Dallas family community for many years, by the way. Let's stay tuned for more updates. And remember, you can go to our sister website, newsnetdallas.rf.gd, for further updates. So there you go. Anyway, without further ado, let's do food talk now. We will have time to read one recipe, maybe. I guess we'll just read at least one casserole recipe at the very least, one we haven't read yet. Meatball sub casserole. We'll read this today, and that might be good enough. At least it's an editor's pick. It's a wonderful take on the Italian meatball sandwich, and it's taken from the Quick Cooking Magazine. It's ready in 1 hour. It serves 8 for the ingredients. Here's what you need for the ingredients. 1/3 cup of chopped green onion, just to taste. 1/4 cup of seasoned breadcrumbs. 3 tablespoons of grated Parmesan cheese. 1 pound of ground beef. 1 loaf of Italian bread that's cut into 1-inch slices. 8 ounces of cream cheese, softened. 1/2 cup of mayonnaise. Not the low fat or light, you want just mayonnaise. It's 1/2 cup. 1 teaspoon of Italian seasoning. 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. 2 cups of shredded mozzarella cheese that's divided. 1 20-ounce jar of spaghetti sauce. 1 cup of water. And 2 garlic cloves are minced. Now on directions, which ironically also has 13 steps. First, you want to preheat the oven to 400. I'm pretty sure it's in Fahrenheit, if I had to guess. Then, in a bowl, combine the onions, breadcrumbs, and Parmesan cheese. Add the beef and mix it well. Shape it into 1-inch balls and then place on a rack. In a shallow baking pan, you gotta bake it for 15 to 20 minutes or until it's no longer pink. Or you can cook in a skillet on medium heat, too. After that, you want to reduce the oven temperature to 350. Again, I think it's in Fahrenheit. I'm pretty sure it is. Meanwhile, arrange the bread in a single layer in an ungreased 13x9x2-inch baking dish. All of the bread might not be used, by the way, so if you don't use all of it, no big deal. Now, after that, combine the cream cheese, mayo, Italian seasoning, and pepper, and then spread it over the bread. Sprinkle with it with 1/2 cup of mozzarella cheese. Yep. Combine the sauce, water, and garlic, and then add the meatballs. Pour it over the cheese mixture, and then sprinkle the remaining mozzarella cheese. And then bake that all, uncovered at 350 for 30 minutes or until it's heated vero. And that looks to be about it. Yep. It seems to be a well-received recipe. I don't know what the exact rating is. Doesn't say. There is another mac and cheese recipe here. So this is about... It's a pretty short one. We could try to read it. I think I might have already read it before, but, it's just a community pick. It's ready in 40 minutes. Serve 6-8 ingredients. 60 ounces of elbow macaroni cooked. 1/2 cup of butter. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. 1/2 cup of flour. 3 1/2 cups of milk. 1 pound of cheese. Cut into cubes. Cheese is Velveeta for the creamier cheese. And breadcrumbs. First, you want to preheat the oven to 350 in a pan. Cook the butter, salt, pepper, and flour, and stir it till it's smooth. Remove it from the heat. Add milk. Return to the heat and bring it to a boil. Boil it for 1 minute. Remove from the heat and add the cheese. Stir it until it's melted. Pour over elbows. Sprinkle with the breadcrumbs and bake it at 350 for 30 minutes. Simple as that. There you go. There's your 2 recipes for the day. Right, close enough. Anyway, we just gotta read 2 at least. That's good enough for me. Alright, we're putting the ad break in now. Let's finish. Alright, what should I put in this time? I'm thinking of putting in, let's put in Natasha Bedingfield in for a change, because why not? And after that, I'm going to play, Teenage Dream. I think that might work. I'm not sure. We'll see, though. Let me double check. Yeah, I might have to end it early, though. That'll be fun. But I might be okay, though. We'll see, though. I might just stop at 8:30 so I can tell you what's coming up next. Yeah. Guess I want to delete it. Anyway, coming up in the next segment at 8:40 a.m., we're going to do TMZ Celebrity News. You probably already knew that, but what the heck. But anyway, TMZ is coming up at 8:40 a.m., by the way. So there you go. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. I am Jesse Hackinson. Wah, I guess you could say. And we'll be right back with more of the Morning Club. Don't go away. Yep. That was Teenage Dream by Katy Perry and unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. Anyway, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News. Yeah! The Eagles are donating $2.5 million for their Fire Aid. I don't know if it's theirs, but it's for a Fire Aid benefit concert. But anyway, the Eagles are setting the tone for their upcoming benefit concert for Los Angeles wildfire victims with a massive first donation, which has been pledging over 7 figures. And TMZ has indeed learned that famous rock band is donating $2.5 million. It is unclear, though, if that huge donation means the Eagles are among the acts performing later this month at the Fire Aid benefit concert. Quite interesting. Let's see. Now, as we first told you, there's been an overwhelming response from musicians who want to participate, with over 50 bands and performers who want in. But there's only 24 slots for now, at least. But organizers are trying to at least add slots so they can try to accommodate more acts if possible. And we've been told the performers are going to be Los Angeles-based, and it's worth knowing the Eagles were actually formed in the L.A. in the 1970s. And hell, even one of their biggest hits is Welcome to Hotel California. So it makes common sense, after all. So there you go. But anyway, Fire Aid is going to be engaging, exciting, it will raise a ton of money, and the Eagles are probably going to get the ball rolling here, I'm just saying. Anyway, more on the LA Fires. Desperation are over lost pets, and the clock is ticking indeed. But there has been some animals found, it seems. There are thousands of people who have been displaced by the raging LA wildfires, but add into that list of dogs, cats, ducks, goats, pigs, horses, birds, fish, and other creatures that are in desperate straits. There have been some happy reunions where pets owners have been reunited with their lost beloved pets. Check out the gallery of scores of precious reunions. Like, a cat has been reunited, a dog has been reunited, another dog has been reunited, and so has some ducks. But as far as a goat, another cat, and a dog and a pig, well, they're lost. On the other side, there are animals that have been rescued, but the owners are not known. In Pasadena alone, more than 100 animals are sitting in shelters, waiting for their owners to come forward. The shelters will house the animals for 21 days, longer than the normal 5 days, so the clock is ticking, the desperation is getting more intense. The shelters are looking for foster families to take in some of the wayward pets, so more can be housed at the various shelters. If you are among the pet owners who are looking for your animal, which basically just links a Google Docs spreadsheet, which has information that could lead you to a happy reunion. And then also check the Instagram accounts Lost and Found Animals in Eaton Fire, which is at Eaton Fire Found Lost Pets on Instagram, and also on Instagram, Palisades Fire Found Lost Pets. So there you go. Anyway, let's take a break from the wildfires in California. Let's talk about Drake. Yeah! UMG is not like us to tear down my career, and he is suing the label for defamation. Yeah! Drake is not backing down the war against his own label. In fact, he's now upped the ante by suing Universal Music Group for spreading the false and malicious narrative. He's a pedophile, TMZ Hip Hop has learned. Drake filed a defamation case Wednesday morning in a federal court in New York City, ripping UMG for releasing and promoting Kendrick Lamar's vicious diss track, Not Like Us. In the docs that were obtained by TMZ Hip Hop, Drake says UMG knew full well how Kendrick's lyrics and images in the music video, referring to Drake as a pedophile, were false and dangerous. In a suit, he calls Kendrick's hit filled with inflammatory and shocking recitations, was a goldmine for UMG, and he says they had an ulterior financial motive in promoting it. Drake claims his label was doing everything it could to pump up Not Like Us because it knew it would devalue his music and brand, and therefore give UMG leverage in future contract negotiations with Drake. Keep in mind, Drake's last UMG contract, which was signed in 2022, was a blockbuster deal that was worth a reported $400 million. Yeah! Drake says he's got bot recipes that show just how far the label went to turn Kendrick's song into an anthem. According to the suit, UMG paid a third party to use bots to increase the song's streams by at least 30 million and engaged in a pay-for-play scheme with at least one radio promoter. He claims UMG attached the label chart topper to Not Like Us, despite knowing that title is based on fraudulent data. It's also clear Drake's very mindful of what's going down in New Orleans next month. In the suit, he claims UMG was in on getting Kendrick the Super Bowl halftime gig, so the song could be performed on that massive stage, which he calls one of the most significant and viewed cultural events of the year. You gotta wonder, will the NFL and Fox, which is airing the Super Bowl, allow Kendrick to use the pedophile lyrics when he performs, after all? Really? Interestingly enough, Drake isn't going directly after Kendrick in the suit. In fact, he says, this lawsuit is not about the artists who created Not Like Us. It is instead entirely about UMG, the music company that decided to publish, promote, exploit, and monetize a song which it knew contained false claims. And as far as how the song put Drake in danger, he points out that since Kendrick dropped a mega-hit, there has been some multiple shootings at or near his Toronto mansion, one of which ended with one of his security guards getting shot. The music industry and fans of Kendrick and Drake thought Drake was retreating in this legal battle, because on Tuesday he filed a motion to stop a legal action he filed against UMG and Spotify in New York State Court. And our sources tell us that he was merely done to clear the way for this new federal case. Wow, I didn't realize I could talk serious like that. Okay, go away, Notepad. Anyway. Alright, I was talking serious there, wasn't I? Anyway, that's how TMZ's like these days. Anyway, let's put our commercial on now. Alright, let's go for this. Here's it, she'll have to deal with it for now. Okay, I can hurry up and get this done. We can move on to Pokemon Go. That's coming up next, by the way. Scars, you're beautiful, and take on me. Simple as that. We have to go. Okay, that might work. Yes, okay, good. Okay, well, we'll be removing that ID anyway. I think we can just do it at 850, yeah. Just itch my ear right now. I'm sorry about that. Just how it's gotta be. Excuse me. Anyway, coming up at 9 a.m., we're gonna play Pokemon Go, I guess. So there you go. Probably have to take my meds, though. But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Take On Me by A-ha and Scars You're Beautiful by Lucy Acara, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Now, I did connect my phone, although we had some trouble doing it because Samsung wanted to get in the way. Not trying to start a flame or whatever, but it is what it is, guys. But anyway, enough of all that. Let's go ahead and open up Pokemon Go now. Turn up volume here. Okay. Got some items. Someone did. And friendship level increase. I'll attach this now. Okay. Is this one worth? Only 2 stars. Well, oh well. That was like a 10 kilometer egg. Well, well. Okay. Well, now my accounts can get in if they're blue. The nearby gems, that is. But, well. No big deal. Probably just challenge them later. We'll see. Oh, thank you, Lycanroc. Austin. If you're wondering why I have an issue with Samsung, it's a one-day streak, by the way. If you're wondering why I have such an issue with Samsung, it's because their products aren't really the best as it seems. But that's not really a thing to talk about right now. It's 0 stars, by the way. Oh, it's an event Pokemon. And we'll hold on to it, I guess. Alright, Winnie, we get it. Thank you, Winnie. Winnie. I miss Black and Brown for our old dog. He was pretty old, though, I'll admit that. I'll probably throw this one away. It's so cheap. Yeah. I don't care about the 1-star rating. Oh, no, it broke free. I'll try Candy Berry. I'll try Ultra Ball. Here we go. Hell with it. Maybe this will be a 3-star one. Ah! No! I'll throw that one away. I don't even care if it's a bad. You know, when I say something like that, it screws it up. Don't you think? It did. Anyway. I don't think it's gonna stay. It was yellow. Or maybe it will. Hold on anyway. Okay, how many candy berries left? Oop, don't do that. There you go. It's a nice throw, at least. I forget if it was a great throw last time. It wasn't even a throw at all. It didn't count. Or if nothing, I'll hold on to anyway. Ball. These ones are seemingly kind of tricky. So I think this was the last one on the board, map, or whatever you want to call it. That one's worth nothing here. I'll hold on to it, though. I have to throw some away, though. There's one more, actually. I stand corrected. Let's catch it. Bye-bye. Okay, that's it. Yep. Okay, is there room in Foursquare? One. Yep, there's room there. Yeah, to see, probably got killed recently. I want to double check, though. 18 hours, yeah, okay, it was recent, but no one's put anything else in there, ironically. Check old mail. 16 hours ago. 20 hours ago, yeah, okay, that was killed 20 hours ago. Ah. Okay. And of course, Birch Park and, oh, what was the other one? Seventh Day, yep. They're both blue. So, I'm good, blue. That's the David Gunn and Me for Exa song. Anyway, I don't think it's in on here, though. It looks like our sound cut out. That's fun. I think I can restart the app later if we need to. No big deal, though. But anyway, we're done with this segment, I think. We are. So that was good timing, but still. I'll probably restart the app just for the heck of it. Because I know the sound will work for Bluetooth. It's just restarting the app usually fixes the sound cutting out issue. I know it does. It's that simple. That will fix it. Anyway, I'm just putting the commercial in now. I just finished putting the commercial in, actually. and now I'm going to put in, Blondie's One Way or Another, interestingly enough. And after that, I'm going to play, let's see here. Maybe Too Sleep might work. I think that might be too long, though. It might be okay, but we might have to stop it early. Okay, we might have to stop it early, but no big deal. We'll see, though. Yeah, something tells me we're going to have to stop it early. Now, there is an air Pokemon on the map, but I don't think I'm a bomber, because like I said, the sound cut out, not worth it. But anyway, here you go. Anyway, so I guess we'll play Blondie's One Way or Another, and Toys Are Too Sweet, I guess. But I'm definitely going to have to cut it short if I want to play those two songs, otherwise I would have gone, or else I will go over, for real. So there you go. So, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah. Anyway, but yeah, coming up in the next segment, we'll play Pokemon Go again. I'll do some, or maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. Usually, like I said, segment 5, it could be a kind of a hit and a miss kind of thing. You never know what we might do. I think I might have an idea in mind, though. I think I might. It won't be Pokemon Go, though, because I think it ain't worth it. I think I do have an idea in mind, though. But yeah, that, we're gonna have to go early, so there you go. Let's remove that now. Anyway, I think I know what we'll do now. We're gonna preview a football game I played over the course of a few days on, a GameCube. Well, it wasn't a GameCube, you'll get the idea. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Too Sweet, my voice. One Way or Another by Blondie, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time for the next segment, and for this segment, we are going to preview a football game I did over the course of a few days. Because why not? Rather than just previewing the whole game, because it's like an hour and a half, I'm just going to preview the touchdowns I did, for the most part. I think this is the first one I did. I think it is. Yeah, let's do this one. We'll just start here. Alright, here we go. This is the first touchdown I did as the Kansas City Chiefs. So here we go.
Hand it off. Keeps his feet moving. Lynch is the guy who's there to bring him down at the 19-yard line.
You guys can smell the engine. Give it to your back and let him finish this drive off.
Johnson.
couldn't even get out of the backfield.
This defense is extremely active and effective up front. They do a good job of getting upfield quickly, creating havoc in the backfield. Misdirection plays and draws can be a good way to use their speed and aggressiveness against them.
He hands it off. Play action. Pressure coming. Soft lob to the end zone.
There we go. Touchdown.
Green puts the ball in the exact spot.
Better kick it here.
Keep in mind, this is bad NFL. 2005. So
the kicking team heads out onto the field.
Spoiler.
And it's on its way. And the extra point is good. They're able to get into the end zone, and that gives them the lead now.
That was a great effort by everyone, especially the offensive line. They pulled together to get the ball in the end zone.
He kicks it off.
Bad, but it's good enough.
From the 33-yard line.
I'm going to pause it there for a second so I can try to figure out where the next touchdown is at for Kansas City. Looks like it just went past it. Probably right here.
Throws one up in the end zone. Caught.
Yep, touchdown.
Slips behind the secondary and got open for the touchdown.
Now that's just how they practice it. They go over this play all the time in practice, and they use it a few times in just about every game. And let me tell you, most of the time it's successful just like that.
I think 82 got the first touchdown.
Anderson comes in to attempt the point after. And it's up. The extra point is no good.
Well,
the Chiefs are ready to kick this one off.
Let's pause it there. Move on to the next one. Got flagged there, apparently. Just knows there was an interception as well. We're just going to watch me scoring touchdowns in this game. Find out where the next one is at. Pretty close. Although I think that one might have been, it was the Broncos that was in control of the ball at that point. Under control again, it looks like. Pretty defensive game, I'll admit. I still won it, though, ironically. Spoiler alert there, unfortunately. I think I scored a lot more in the second half, actually. I think it was at 6-13 after halftime, during halftime, and I stopped it there for a few days. So, yeah. I think it was tied, actually, during halftime. And, there we go. Yeah, see, now it went back to the main menu, then, there you go. Alright, so here we go. Let's see if we can find their touchdown with the Chiefs. Alright, it looks like I just saw the Chiefs point get flexed, so probably right here, if I had to guess. 30 inches.
Hand it off to the back.
I do it. Yep, touchdown.
Not far to go on that
number
third down play,
this
John.
Time, though. I think number 82 had to get substituted because I think
you better kick it here.
I think I just noticed there was like something about being an injured player, so I think it's like 82 or something.
Anderson comes in for the extra point.
There now. Can't tell though.
And it's up.
Good.
He misses the point after try.
Anyway, we'll try to get all these touchdowns in order. As much as possible, even if I had to, like, see for this. Okay, I just passed it again.
Better kick it here.
On it. I just went past it by still. There we go.
Bucks it left.
Quite a bit in that game.
Bonifitti takes him down at the 1 yard line. Oh, he's showing no signs of slowing down as that game puts him over 125 yards.
Yeah, I'm probably going to score again, am I?
Just taken.
Yep, touchdown.
So John, he takes off and walks into the score.
That guy got the few yards that he needed to get into the end zone.
Yeah, pretty cool game.
You better kick it here.
Don't go again.
They'll line up for the extra point.
If it'll count, that is. Ooh, that's not going to be good,
is
it? The
attempt is off the mark.
All right, one more time. Fence recovered. All right. I did recover a few fumbles here and there, too. See here. I'm going to try to do this all in this segment, so I'll have to. But I might end up going over. Okay, looks like I just scored again. All right, there, everybody.
Holmes. Fakes the handle. Goes to the end zone. Makes it.
There we go. Touchdown.
Great pass by the veteran tight end.
He does a great job here of avoiding the jam at the line of scrimmage and giving his quarterback the window in the end zone.
He passed it.
I wouldn't take any chances with a run. Pass it in there and convert it.
Two-point conversion, huh?
Doesn't get much behind it.
So good.
Incomplete.
All right. That might have to work. I think there's one more touchdown I got, though. Let's get past the defensive side, though. Try to get past it, though. It's a long one, though. It's like an hour and a half. A little bit over an hour and a half. There was a few touchdowns that Denver scored as well. I'll admit that. I think the final score was 30-38. Broncos got 30. I got 38 as far as the Chiefs are concerned. So, either way, I still won. There we go. That's how it works.
Hands it off.
Touchdown.
Now this is exactly how to get the ball in the end zone. Just get in behind the center and guard and keep pushing and pushing until they're putting up 6 points on the board. You better kick it here.
Yep. I think this might be a good one. I forget now. I know it's a 38-pointer, so it has to be good. But I remember, it was 38-pointer, so this one has to be good.
And it's on its way.
Yeah, it's, I think it's good. All right, that's good enough for me. It's 9:30 now. We're going to go over. In fact, I already knew we were, but oh well. Anyway, no big deal, though, I guess, but oh well. And to make up for that, I'm going to play a two-minute break, of course, no surprise there. Don't usually like doing that, but sometimes I just gotta do what I gotta do. So there you go. We'll play Rolling in the Deep by Adele and Uptown Girl by Billy Joel. I already know that's going to work. I just want to confirm it, though. That's going to work. Okay, good. All right, coming up, we'll do a recap and a weather report. So we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Uptown Girl by Billy Joel and Rolling the Deep by Adele right here on the Jerky Fox Radio Morning Club. We have now made it to the final segment, but oh well, But anyway, we're going to kick it off with our recap first. In the first segment, we did the weather. Obviously, we'll do that later if we have time. We also talked about a little bit about Center Market on Fairview being ran by a drunk driver. A little bit about it. And then we talked more about it in the second segment, where we usually do food talk. We still did food talk, but we did that later on in that segment after talking about the Center Market on Fairview. My brother did say they're fixing it up, so that's so there is hope for it after all. So that's good. And I believe the two recipes we did on Food Talk were just casserole recipes. In fact, while we're at it, I'm just going to go ahead and load up my web browser so we can just look it up on here. Yeah, it was a meatball sub casserole recipe and a macaroni and cheese recipe. That's what we read. And then on TMZ Celebrity News, which was in the third segment, by the way, we actually read three stories, ironically. Two of them were related to the Los Angeles fires. It was the first two, by the way, where the Eagles have donated $2.5 million for the Fire Aid benefit concert. And I think, when does that concert going to happen, by the way? I'm going to look that up. I think there isn't a date for it, but I want, not Firefox. Fire Aid Concert 2025, yes. Intuit Dome. Is this it? Okay, January 30th, okay. It's happening at Intuit Dome. So that makes sense, and sponsored by Intuit, AT&T, Lexus, Ticketmaster, Kaiser Permanente, Globant, Patreon, whatever that is, I forget what this is, some USA, Grey Goose, Teradata, Pechanga, US Bank, and Peacock, of course. It's apparently taking place at Intuit Dome, which is well known for TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Simple as that. Yep, this is where it rebuilds the communities that were devastated by the wildfires. So yep, that's definitely it. And of course, we also talked about the LA fires that have taken their toll on their lost pets, and many are still waiting to be saved. And then Drake also is filing federal defamation lawsuit against the Universal Music Group, his label, over Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us song. Then the fourth segment, we did Pokemon Go. We just played as Jesse Hack 95 today. It did work, thank God for that. Although I was having a little bit tricky issue with connecting the phone, but I did get connected. I think it was just lagging, but of course, that seems to be a common issue with my phone, it seems. but anyway, enough of all that. In the fifth segment, we previewed me playing my football game here. I score. If you're wondering what the final score was, it was 38-30, the Kansas City Chiefs, which I was playing as. It won, by the way. But yeah, and there you go. We're now in the final segment. So, yeah, I guess we can go ahead and read the weather, even though nothing really would have changed, but it's warm and dry. Of course, you get our weather from AccuWeather, of course, as always. Now, there is an air stagnation advisory, of course. It started yesterday at 8:06 a.m. It'll end tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Thursday, that is. Go back, and here's today's weather for Wednesday, January 15th, a passing shower or two this morning, but otherwise, there will be low clouds and fog, and then sunshine with a high of 46. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy this evening, followed by low clouds and fog with a low of 31. Right now, the current weather as of 9:44 a.m., well, it's now 9:45, close enough. 34 degrees, real feel 36, mostly cloudy, with a real feel shade of 36, wind north 2 miles per hour, wind, by the way, Wind gusts are up to 6 miles per hour, with the air quality being fair. This time we'll do a 7-day forecast anyway. Today it'll be low clouds and fog, and then sun says it's going to be raining now, ironically. With a high of 46 and a low of 31. On Thursday, it'll be 46 high, 31 low as well, with low clouds, fog breaking, mainly clear and low. On Friday, it'll be 47 high, 28 low, intervals of cloud and sun, partly cloudy and cold in the evening, 47 high, 28 low, don't know if I read that or not, but well. Saturday, it'll be 44 high, 27 low, on Saturday, with plenty of sunshine and clear and cold in the evening. On Sunday, it'll be 45 high, 25 low, with plenty of sun and clear and cold in the evening. On Monday, it'll be 41 high, 24 low, pretty cold. Chilly with plenty of sun and partly cloudy and cold, interestingly enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And for the last day, for the 7-day forecast, it'll be 42 high, 27 low, with increasing cloudiness, turning out clear and cold. So yeah, not really any rain recently, although it does say on Friday there will be a little morning rain, but we'll see what happens. The sun will set at 4:58 p.m., of course, with a full phase of 9 hours and 10 minutes. And, of course, the moon phase is a waning gibbous. Air quality is fair, which means some people might have problems breathing depending on their exposure on the air quality. And like I said earlier in the first segment, the culprit is very likely the dust and dander. So, yay. Anyway, that might do it. I know we still have 3 minutes left, but I might as well just put the commercial break in. Also, it was before I went on, but you get the idea. I added some extra PSAs in, because I like to play a PSA at the end of our thing here. So there you go. So we'll go ahead and put one in. I think that one's in English. I don't know. There is two of them, but one's 60 seconds, the other is 30. Because there was also one in Spanish, but I think I chose the one that was in English. I'm not sure. But anyway. I'm pretty sure it was in English, so I did check the one off. But we'll see, though. Anyway, to close out the show, we will close out the show with Believe by Cher, which is about 4 minutes, by the way. And after that will be, I know I've been playing oddball choice of music, but oh well. Here's what it is, guys. Backstreet Boys, As Long As You Love Me. I know this was kind of an oddball choice of music, but I didn't really know what to choose properly, guys. I mean, this is a 100 song selection, so it could be kind of tricky to choose what I want. So there you go. Because there's like 100 songs in that catalog, so it could be kind of tricky to choose what I want. So there you go. But anyway, that's the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. Like I said, the last morning show I technically did as a live show was back on January 9th. I think that was also Wednesday, ironically, or maybe it was a Thursday, I can't remember. Or maybe it was a Friday. Let me confirm that. Okay, it was a Thursday, okay. And speaking of Thursday, January 16th, unfortunately I will be unable to do a morning show tomorrow because a guy from Home Comfort, I know I regret saying that, but there's a guy from Home Comfort that's coming early tomorrow that needs to check up on the house, and I don't really feel like doing a morning show because I need to talk to those two guys too. And also I have a, believe it or not, ironically, a foot doctor appointment that's in the afternoon, but you get the idea. But anyway, enough of all that. I'll be doing a pre-recorded show tomorrow, probably from 2024, if I had to guess. But anyway, I'll see you on Friday, everyone, hopefully. But until then, goodbye, everyone. Bye.